Good evening. This is the HIV Hour, broadcast every first and third Thursdays at 7 p.m. and repeated throughout the month. Check the Radio Reverb schedule on the website, radioreverb.com, 97.2 FM and on DAB Plus Radio. You can check out our social pages on Twitter, Instagram with the address at HIV_hour, and you can join our Facebook page at HIV Hour Reverb. And feel free to contact us via email, which is the address is hivhour@gmail.com. You can listen and subscribe to our famous podcasts. Just type in HIV Hour into your favourite podcast platform and you'll be sure to find us. To listen to the full HIV Hour show, go to the Radio Reverb website Listen Again page. The HIV Hour, positively helping to change hearts and minds.
Very true, Dennis.
Yes. Hello, Josh.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. A little bit of hay fever, but it means the sun's out and can't complain, really.
You need to get over that, really.
Yeah, get over it, David.
Get over yourself.
Stop moaning.
No, I'm joking. All's well. It's just us two today, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Tony and Sue and Stephen are busily doing things elsewhere, and they send their love, and they've sent us some things that to share, haven't they?
Yeah, so we're going to play... Sue's done a story, so we're going to play her story later, and Tony's done a bit of community news for Worthing.
Cause that's yes. It's nice to hear what's going on in Worthing.
The Worthing Hub. Mm. Just to say, the track before was a great track. Well, I think it is, anyway. I don't know whether anybody else... Stevie Wonder's Knocked Me Off... My feet.
Stevie Wonder knocks you off your feet?
Yes, sometimes.
Oh,
yeah,
he's such a good singer. I mean, yeah, he didn't quite do that for me, but yeah.
Well, you know, never mind. Anyway, we've got a great show today, and we've got our great friend Graham, who's the chair bear. Is this right, Graham? You can speak now.
I'm still thinking about Stevie Wonder knocking you off your feet because he's blind.
But, yes, I'm just. Yeah, anyway, it's a nice song.
It is.
How are you, Graham? Just to say, listeners, Graham's the chair bear of the Brighton Bear Weekend, which is coming up very, very soon, isn't it, Graham?
It is the 6th to 9th of July.
Yes.
So wow. Very soon.
Yeah.
It's almost a time to start panicking.
Yeah.
Especially for organising it.
Yes. So thank you for coming on. We'll have a chat in a bit. We'll have a song and then we'll come back. But what have you been up to, David?
So today, not today, but I've just been pottering around in the garden, really, and also getting ready for an event that's coming up, which I'm going to tell you about later on in the show.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah. The sunshine's brilliant. It's been so warm, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
have you been up to? You've been gardening? I hear you have. You got some new flowers?
I got some new flowers, yes. I've just put some in pots.
Oh.
Yes, I've got some strawberries. Thank you, because you, David, just to let our listeners know that David gave me some strawberries.
Strawberry plant.
And I'm reaping the fruit as we speak.
All right. Oh, mine haven't gone red yet.
Oh, mine are really red.
How about it's sunnier where you live. I know, yeah. Well, we're on a bit higher up on the... On the hill. Yeah, on top of the hill, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm doing that. I mean, I'm trying to get my... Because I may have told listeners before that I've... again, my studio, home studio done up, and it just needs painting and caulking. I tried caulking yesterday, and it'll just...
What's caulking?
I think caulking means it's just all the gaps that in between your... Like the shelves and the thing, you just...
Oh, the joints, yeah.
Just like filler.
Yeah.
But I think it was too hot yesterday. I was doing it and I was just getting on my nerves. Aye. Just dripping everywhere and all of my hands. And I was like, actually, do you know what? Stop.
Have a break, yeah. Sometimes it gets so hot. I mean, it's been like over 30 degrees, hasn't it? And you just, it's sometimes difficult to think, isn't it?
I just had enough. Yeah. It was all of my hands.
I can see why they have siestas in other countries.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Yeah. So is everyone now? No, no, it's not.
Not now.
No. It was hot earlier today, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's nice to have
some. It's nice, cooler now in the evening.
Yes.
HIVR is the UK's only show for people living with HIV, sharing stories, news and views on living positively with the virus.
And we're delighted, as Josh said earlier, to be in the studio with Graham Munday, who's chair bear of the Brighton Bear Weekend. Hello, Graham.
Hello there.
Yeah, so you mentioned that it's coming up very soon, that in sort of mid-July, the Bear Weekend.
Yeah, it's the 6th or the 9th of July.
Yeah, tell us all about it.
It's like 12 events over a whole weekend.
12, wow.
Yeah, and at the moment, we just launched Mr. Brighton Bear.
Fabulous.
We got 6 bears you can vote for. Go to our website, www. I don't know why I said www. No one says that anymore. BrightonBearWeekend.com. And we got the Well, our contestant's called again. There is Chris. He's very naughty, very sexy, very naughty.
Really?
We've
got like a cheeky bear.
Yeah, we've got the red hat and great legs of Daniel.
All right.
We've got our German furball, Rainer.
Oh.
And we've got a hairy delight of Rob.
Oh.
We've got a tattooed Ruben and ex-army Stuart, who's a fundraiser.
Oh, right. So that's something for everybody, really, isn't it?
There's a big selection. Yeah, and during this week and next week, you can actually go and see all the profiles that appear on our social media, which you can find quite easily because it's Brighton Bear Weekend.
Mm.
Fabulous. Can I just interrupt? Can you just tell listeners what the Bear Weekend is? Because it's been going, this is its 13th year, isn't it? So
We're not new anymore.
No.
Unlike myself. But it started in 2010. It's easy maths, that is.
Yeah.
And it started with Chris Murphy. And it's basically just a group of friends decided to go for a picnic in Queen's Park. And it's just literally everybody brought their own food and drink. Right. And then on a Saturday afternoon, and then they went to the Camelford and had more drinks there.
Right, so it started as a teddy bear's picnic.
Basically.
Fantastic.
We don't like the word teddy bears.
Do not?
Okay. To do with just children. Bears.
Right. Come on. So. Right.
I misidentified you.
Yes. And it's grown from there. I've been volunteering since 2013. I became chair in 2015.
Right.
And we moved the garden party to Dorset Gardens.
Mm.
We won 5 golden handbags, if you remember what golden handbags was in the days before COVID.
So what is a golden handbag, just for people?
It's actually quite honour because it's all voted for by the general public.
Mm. It's a community award, isn't it?
It's a community award,
like Oscars, but the handbags. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's from basically the LGBT community from the whole of the South East.
Mm.
And there's a lot of stiff competition out there.
Yeah.
So the first time we won, I was very surprised.
Really?
Well, did you have the shocked look on your face?
I think I did, actually. I think there was that kind of pause and everybody started moving on our table. Mm. And I just kind of sat there thinking, it's us.
So you've got 12 events. So there's the big event in the park in Dorset Gardens. There's the bear, choose your favourite bear. What other events are there?
Let me run through it. It's easier.
Yeah, go through it.
So we start on the Thursday of the Camelford with the quiz.
Pub quiz,
there's £300 of cash can be won.
Wow.
So that's a great way to start your weekend. Yeah. And I always say, book a table, because we will sell out of that event.
Mm.
And it is very, very good. And then we go on to the Friday, and we have our welcome party and Mr. Brighton Bear selection. We've got Dave the Bear performing in Dorset Gardens and our compere, Miss Jason.
Right, because it's not just for people in Brighton, is it? The bears come from all over South Coast
it's
and beyond.
It's community events.
Yeah.
There are some of our events are kind of more orientated towards men only, but it is open to everybody.
Yeah.
More people, the better.
Mm.
There is a limit to how many people can fit into Dorset Gardens. It's 500. So we would like to keep it small. Mm. We don't want to be pride.
No.
Pride is very good.
Yes.
But it's a very different vibe.
It is, yeah.
It's more relaxed. And it's free of charge.
Mm. Mm.
I enjoyed it last year.
I did. I went. Good. Yeah.
And then we go straight into Bears at the Bully, which has been our night that we've been running for a few months now. Mm. And we have probably one of the greatest gay DJs in town doing
who
that.
Who could that be?
He's frowning at me from the other side of the room.
Who said I was gay?
I just outed you, sorry. The wonderful Josh Shott.
Yes.
But he's probably not DJing that night.
No.
He'll be in Legends that night, I think, probably.
I'm looking forward to it, actually. Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
That's the whole of our Friday sorted.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And
what time does that go until Bears at the Bully? Late, I guess.
Oh, until the last man sweats.
Right.
Fabulous.
Then Saturday, we've got our a kind of jewel in the crown, the garden party, which is our big free community event. We have lots of stall holders, community stall holders, as well as kind of commercial ones. We've got a whole bunch of people on stage. Including Raffles, Candy Rail, the Gayman's Chorus, Camel Toe, Sally Vate, Mario Kart, Dave Lynn, Chris Hyde, and Miss Jason.
Wow.
So that's enough to get you going.
Yeah.
We have Lunch Positive providing food, so they're raising money for themselves as well.
Mm.
And we're running the bar, and there's lots of Sussex Beacons, Terence you can trust, there's lots of people down there.
Mm. So although it's free to get in, it's, people are encouraged to give a donation because it does raise. important funds for all those charities that you've just mentioned, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're raising money for our charities this year. Is the Sussex Beacon and the Brighton Rainbow Fund. I'm sure your listeners probably know both of them very well.
Yes.
But they do very good work for the community. And sometimes this year, actually, we're slightly short of vendors in the park because small community groups have actually closed down. And that's because they're not being able to get funding from the council or from other places. So it's very important to raise money for this.
Yeah, because obviously the Rainbow Fund actually does fund small community groups, doesn't it?
It does, so it gives them grants.
Yeah.
We do have the previous year's winners.
The new current winner.
So I'm sure Simon will be there. And I've been very lucky this year. I was invited to be a judge at Mr. Bear Gran Canaria. Which was in March, and the winner of Mr. Bear Gran Canaria, I can tell you this exclusively firsthand. Is coming down to help do the crowning and the sashing. Is that a sashing?
Is that a word?
It is.
Putting on sash.
Yeah. It is now.
Yes.
So that would be quite fun.
So international bears.
Wow. International bears.
Yeah.
And talking about what I was just saying about a moment ago, about raising funds, it's really important to do that. But one of the easiest ways to do that is by a wristband.
Oh, right.
We have a wristband is £8. You can buy it either in the Sussex Beacon, and they give you 10% discount on buying any other purchases there. That's including their furniture shop in London Road.
Right.
So if you're doing a kind of new house or something like that, or you want something.
Yeah.
So it's a good way to save lots of money. And also you can buy them in Prowler. And as well as our website. On our website, you can also buy all the tickets, the early bird tickets for all our events.
Is it worth doing that?
Definitely worth doing that because some of our events are limited in capacity.
Right, so you're guaranteed entry. If you can get a wristband, you can get in. To avoid disappointment, get your bands.
Bears of the Bully is kind of very limited.
Yeah.
And also, I forgot to mention, our silent disco.
We
have a silent disco on Saturday, which starts off in New Road, where the Theatre Royal is.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be dancing around town, which is the most fun thing to do.
Really?
I've done it before during the festival. It is silly, it's good fun, and it ends up at the garden party.
Right.
And it's a great way to get to know people.
Oh, good.
So we might have a little surprise for all of you when you get to the garden party as well.
Oh, right. I'm getting quite excited about this. Yeah. I don't know about you.
I thought you were sitting funny. Anyway, we're going to digress. So Sundays, you've got other things going on Sunday.
More Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, is that awesome?
More. we take over Legends on Saturday evening, and we've got Fat Butcher, and we've got our DJs on both floors. And that's going to be quite fun. And yes, having the whole place, that is one of our men only events. And you definitely need to buy tickets for that. And if you've got a wristband, not only do you get 10% discounts in our bars, you also get 10% discount on drinks in Legends.
Oh, really? Right.
So
that's quite unusual, the term. You got Legends, the whole thing for Saturday. That's great.
Legends have been very generous and very kind to us. And we need to say thank you to them for sorting all that out for us.
Oh, good.
No,
it's a great community response to you know, it's really well supported, isn't it, by the community? I hope so.
And then, if you recovered from all of that, the first thing you need, especially if you're a bear, is you need refueling. So we've got choices of two places to have Sunday roast. We've got Sunday Roast of Legends with Caravan Park entertaining you. And also the new bar in Kemp Town, Arco Balenco. I always say it wrong.
It's in Kemp Town,
And we've got a jazz band there. So if drag's not your thing, then you've got something else to go to instead. So you can chill the day away up there. And they've got a lovely
good
garden.
Sunday roast. Oh, lovely.
A lovely Sunday roast. And then we've got our closing party, which is a very, very naughty Underbears.
You can guess what that is. Yes.
It was good last year because I DJed last year.
You did?
I enjoyed that. That was one of my favourite things, actually.
Oh, really?
It was.
Who's DJing this year?
Not me.
Actually, it might be East, yet. I don't know. I still haven't decided. Right, still yeah. kind of working
watch
out.
Watch this space. But yeah, the only few weeks to go, there's still things to be sorted out, I guess, isn't there?
I'm in there if it's an evening. Yeah, so yeah. I love doing it, actually. Because I've been doing it for I've been doing it for years.
Yeah. So it's a little guest spot, couldn't you?
It's just nice to be part of something that's really people love, and it's the community stuff.
It is a really friendly. All the events, they're really friendly, yeah.
We have a little stable of DJs, and I like to use the same guys because I know they can DJ. It's one of those things where you go out to clubs and just kind of think, oh, please, you don't know how to do this. So I kind of stick with the same guys because they know what they're doing. Good. I can trust them.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So just remind people again, so the website is Brighton Bear Weekend.
brightonbearweekend.com. And you can buy your wristbands and your tickets. Mm-hmm. And also, I forgot to mention that Mr. Brighton Bear is sponsored by Bear 107. And if you want to buy some of our merchandising, and if you want to see what our merchandising is like, go and have a look at the pictures on the Radio Reverb social media.
Because
shall be uploaded, I'm sure. There's always the one of Joss pulling the funny face.
That's my face.
Or the eyes closed, one of those ones. Anyway, you will see the t-shirt and our new baseball cap design for this year, which is Mesh Trucker, which is going to be really good in the heat of the day.
So why do you? I mean, why do you do this, Graham? Because you've been doing it for years, and what do you get out of it?
Oh well, this Brighton Bear Weekend, everyone's a volunteer, so everybody works free of charge, including me, which makes me get more money going towards the charities, which is quite important. Yes. All the bar staff, all the talent, and that should be recognised. And I think that's one of the kind of things that people like about us. We're not charging a fortune for people to get in. Tickets are like £5. But also, people appreciate that we're all volunteers.
Yeah.
And also, you can pick and choose, because there's a lot on, isn't there, that weekend? Yeah. It's crammed in, but you can choose what you want to go to. So it's. I think I like that idea that you can just do what you want to do and step in and step out. So I quite like that as well, which is, yeah.
Yeah, and back to your original question. I don't know.
For love, you do it for love.
You do it for love,
not for money. Clearly,
definitely not for money.
It's just giving something back, isn't it?
I think it's giving back to the community.
Well, it's like this show. I mean, we're all volunteers on this show. We're all living with HIV, producing a show for people living with HIV. And the Brighton Bear Weekend is going to really help charities like the Sussex Beacon that do so much for people living with HIV. It's a real community spirit we have in Brighton and Hove, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's how it works so well.
Yeah.
Have you got anything else to say to our listeners? Anything, any information about the weekend?
Nothing about Brighton Bear Weekend, I don't think. Okay. I would like to say something, though, which is a bit of a sad note.
Oh, go on, then.
My friend John Huck passed away on Tuesday. He was 60 years old. He celebrated his birthday in April, and then... Actually, no, it's March, sorry. He celebrated in March, and then he started getting ill in April. Then, while I was at Eurovision, he got diagnosed with cancer in the bladder, and then he died very quickly. So it kind of reminds me how fragile life is and how we should try and motivate ourselves to live life as best as we can. But I want to say condolences to all the Royal Vauxhall Tavern family that are out there who are all grieving. Because he was a very close friend, and it's
I saw
dance around the pillar in the RVT by the toilets for over decades.
Sad news, isn't it? When that
it happens. Is. Yeah.
So, have you got other people? Do you want to go back to the side of the bay again? Have you got other people you want to thank?
Oh, there's always loads of people to thank.
We've only got a bit of time, so can you reduce it a little bit?
Okay. The main ones is, of course, support from the Sussex Beacon for helping us do the events, Brighton Rainbow Fund, we're raising money for, Brighton Gin, who are sponsoring our bar, and Bear 107, but also for all the volunteers and all the talent that give their time to us. Of course, without them, it would just be me and a milk.
on a milk float
or something. Drinking Brighton gin or something. And no one wants to see that.
That's quite good, actually.
and also all the venues who support us, Bulldog, Leggings, Acapulco, and the Camelford. So it is great.
Great stuff.
I'm for one, I'm really looking forward to it. And
So just to remind our listeners, it's the 6th to it's the 9th.
6th to the 9th for July.
July,
yes.
And they can get tickets on the website.
That's right, brightonbearweekend.com. And you can see all the information on our Instagram profile and also Facebook profile, which are all linked through on our website, just in case you can't find it through Google.
Fabulous.
Or other search engines you might like to use.
Yes, there's so many. So we're coming to the end. Thank you so much for coming on.
Radio Reverb. Fine. Radio Reverb.
Thanks, Graham, again. So we're just going to... I've got a story for... just a story coming in, but also Sue, just to let our listeners know that Sue is not in today, but she did us record a story. So we're going to play that after this story, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
That makes sense to our listeners. So this story is scientists hopeful after making HIV drug breakthrough in the hunt for dementia cure.
Really? Yeah.
So, dementia comes in different forms, but a common feature is the build-up in the brain of clusters of abnormal proteins, which leads to the eventual death of brain cells. One of the ways our body rids itself of these toxic proteins is through self-eating, it's called, where cells eat the toxic material, break it down, and discard it.
Oh, really?
In diseases such as dementia, this doesn't work.
Right.
So that means the brain can't get rid of the toxic proteins,
right.
So that accumulates in the brain.
Mm.
But Cambridge University scientists have shown how a repurposed HIV drug can restore the brain's, I want to get this right, autophagy?
That sounds right, autophagy.
Yeah, helping to prevent this build-up of destructive proteins.
Mm.
And thereby slowing the progress of the disease.
Right. Does it say which drug that they've repurposed?
Yeah, I think it does further down.
Right.
The page.
It's a long article.
I haven't got that far yet, David.
But no. Well, it's interesting. I mean, you know, the drugs that we take for our treatment, you know, some of them have come from other medicinal disciplines, haven't they? And but they, you know, it's amazing what they can find out.
It's good that we have
about the body.
Yeah, so things for HIV get, you know, and then it can create other avenues for different things. What do you think, Graham, about that?
I think it's amazing because, as you say, the drugs come from all over the place, all kind of plants and animals. So it's, and also, it's even during COVID, they were looking at HIV drugs to kind of tackle the virus.
They were, weren't they? Yes, yeah.
So in neurodegenerative diseases.
Neurodegenerative.
Microlegy. I shouldn't have picked this because it's so. Whose idea was that? Release chemicals which activate a switch called CCR5 that stops the brain ridding itself of the toxic proteins.
Mm.
When the action of the CCR5 was knocked out, there were fewer toxic proteins found in the brain. I'm just going to look to see what that. Yeah, the Cambridge team have tried using Marivac. Sorry, I'm not doing very well, listeners.
Some of these chemicals are so they've got very complicated names, haven't they?
Maraviroc. To treat
Maraviroc. I think Maraviroc. I took that. Yeah, yeah. So it's one of the older HIV drugs.
Yes.
I took it on a trial to look at different. I think it was like liver inflammation. And I took it at one dose, and then other people took it another dose, and so they're constantly sort of looking at the drugs that we take and trying different strengths and seeing if it works on different areas of medicine. So yeah, so Maraviroc is an older drug, but it has been proved to have other purposes.
Yeah, so there you go. The professor at Cambridge said that drug, I'm not going to say it,
Maraviroc,
may not itself turn out to be the magic bullet, but it shows a possible way forward.
Yeah, yeah. So even just to show that it might be the building blocks for something else, that it's going to be fantastic for dementia, because obviously dementia is a horrible thing.
Horrible, isn't it? Yeah. So during the development of this drug as an HIV treatment, there were a number of other candidates that failed along the way because they were not effective against it. So they may find that one of these works effectively in humans to prevent degenerative diseases.
Yeah.
So there.
Yeah.
So it's only
well done.
Forward.
That was a tough read, that was.
It was.
you got her in the end.
Yeah. Let's hear from Sue.
Yeah, so we're going to have Sue. Sue's doing a little story, so we're going to play Sue, and then we'll come back.
Hi, if you've just tuned in, this is the HIV Hour on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM in the Brighton area and .com online. And don't forget, we've got our famous podcast you can dip in at any time. Now, as you all might be aware or may be aware that the goal for the UK is to end all new transmissions by 2030. And some targets have been set to for us to try and achieve that. Now, one of those targets is the A&E testing scheme. So basically opt-out testing. Now, we've had some results within the first year of what's happened, and it is pretty amazing. A&E testing scheme finds thousands of people with HIV and hepatitis. As I said, the new pilot scheme, the NHS pilot scheme in A&E departments, has helped diagnose thousands of people with HIV and hepatitis. Part of the programme, people in A&E who are having blood taken for any reason can offer an additional sample, which is then screened for HIV, hepatitis and hepatitis C. A positive test means patients are then given access to special support and a treatment plan. Now, 42% of HIV diagnoses in the UK are when the patient's immune system is already significantly damaged. So according to the NHS England, the pilot has helped almost 2,000 people with HIV or hepatitis who were previously undiagnosed. I mean, that's over a year since the scheme was introduced. Almost 2,000 people that may have not been picked up in the system that we have already. Absolutely amazing. Now, about 470 people who had been diagnosed were not receiving care. We're also identified and offered treatment. So that's 470 people that came out of for whatever reason, they came out of the care system for HIV, maybe stopped taking their medication, had been re-identified, now are back in treatment, which is absolutely, totally amazing. Now, the 20 million scheme means the testing programme, which started in April 2022, can run in 33 hospital emergency departments over 3 years, NHS England said. The quote, "It has been incredible to see how opt-out testing has changed the lives of many people living with HIV." Professor Sir Stephen Powers, the NHS National Medical Director, said, "Effective testing for blood-borne viruses is vital in helping us identify and treat more people living with HIV and hepatitis." So you are very pleased with the positive impact of the routine opt-out testing programme. And increasingly, the early detection and diagnosis of HIV and hepatitis and other blood-borne viruses enable us to provide people with better access to latest and most effective life-saving medication and can prevent long-term health issues and reduce the chances of unknowingly transmitting HIV to others. And, you know, we're still getting high rates of late diagnosis. And, you know, some of these people are getting picked up. So it's just, you know, it's great to share some positive, great information. Anne Aslett, Chief Executive at the Elton John AIDS Foundation, added, "When the Elton John AIDS Foundation first piloted opt-out testing in emergency departments in South London, the results were not only staggering, they also paved the way for opt-out HIV testing to go countrywide. Since opt-out testing in the highest prevalent areas began last April, the system has diagnosed people from the ages of 18 to 85. 85, everybody, you know, gosh, totally amazing. It has been incredible to see how opt-out testing has changed the lives of people living with HIV. Now, according to the NHS data, 42% of diagnosed in the UK were the patient's immune system, I think I've already said that, had already significantly been damaged by HIV that they were not aware of. Now, the research shows people who received a late diagnosis are 8 times more likely to die from the illness. Richard Angel, chief executive of the Terence Higgins Trust, said expanding testing for HIV and hepatitis and A&E was essential to the organisational meeting its goal of ending cases of all new HIV by 2030. And he added, the results from the 1 year of opt-out testing in areas that are of very high HIV prevalence are above and beyond what anyone expected and have demonstrated an incredible return on investment. Absolutely. And I believe, just adding on to what Richard was saying, you know, we want to make sure that in all, first of all, starting in all high prevalent areas in the UK, in A&Es, to get this into, you know, A&Es. But like everything else, it takes money. But look, you know, 2,000 people now being recognised, diagnosed with one of the bloodborne viruses, on treatment, and now saving, if you want to talk money, saving the NHS because, you know, money, because they're now on treatment and on effective treatment for HIV and will no longer be able to pass the virus on to other people, meaning saving money for the NHS long term. So, yes, let's watch this space, and, you know, because obviously this is fairly new information out from a year on from opt-out testing.
Radio Reverb. Play something to
Hey guys, it's Tony from the HIV Hour. Just some community news. So, here at the Worthing Hub, we have got a few items on the old agenda. Every Tuesday we meet at midday. Please email us at theworthinghub@gmail.com for all information. On the 12th of July, we are attending the Supper Club at Lunch Positive. That's an evening from, I think, 6 p.m. Also on the 20th of August, we are attending the Garden Party at Steen Gardens in Worthing. And there again, I know it's too early to do, but on the 17th of December, we have pre-ordered our Christmas do. So we've organised it again for this year. If you'd like to attend, just email me at theworthinghub@gmail.com or send me a message on 07411 282080. Many thanks. Take care.
Welcome back to the HIV Hour on 97.2 FM in the Brighton area and DAB Plus Radio. You were listening to Tony, who couldn't join us in the studio today, but he was telling us about the wonderful things that the Worthing Hub are doing in Worthing. So thank you, Tony, for that. Let's do some community news sort of closer to home. I mean, not that Worthing's very far away, but I'd like to tell listeners about a day that's happening. It's a day of action on the 21st of July. Mm-hmm. So UNAIDS, which is part of the United Nations, has designated the 21st of July as Zero HIV Stigma Day. So we know an awful lot about treatment living with HIV, but stigma is one of the things that affects people and it prevents people from coming forward and getting tested. So we'd like to get rid of stigma completely, and we're going to have a day in Brighton and Hove, actually in Jubilee Square outside the main library. There's going to be a stage set up. There's going to be the Martin Fisher Foundation bus, which has got full of health promotion messages. We're going to be there as a team, so if you've never met us before and you want to come along,
probably don't want to.
Very pleased to meet
you. Meant to be encouraging people.
Yes,
I didn't know you were still here, correct?
So we'll be on the back of the bus, misbehaving like naughty children, talking in the background, of course. There's going to be a stage. So we're going to be there for most of the day, but from 5:15 onwards, there will be a choir, and there'll be positive speakers and representatives from the community telling people about the importance of getting rid of HIV stigma, because if we can get rid of stigma and normalise what it's like to live with HIV and make people realise that there's nothing to be scared scared about HIV, then we can go a long way to eradicating this epidemic. Josh, so anyway, briefly, that is from sort of 12 noon at Brighton Jubilee Square, just outside the library, and that should aim to finish about 6 p.m. We'll tell you more about that closer to the date. So, Josh, what have you got?
Also, the Lawson unit as well, wasn't it? Because you... Isn't the Lawson Unit meant to be working?
The Lawson Unit is moving this tomorrow.
Yes, on Friday, it's 15th, is it tomorrow? 15th?
Yes.
So they're playing. So just to let you know that the Lawson Unit is going to go into the main hospital. They've got their own ward now, isn't it?
Yeah, the Louise and Martindale building.
You've been through there, haven't you?
No, I haven't. But the wonderful nurse Zoe Adler has invited us to go round and actually view the whole of the clinic, reception, all the different areas, but do it as like an interview, so we can sort of guide people, telling them, you know, which lift to get in, which floor to get in, you know, where the entrance is, and just describe to people what it's like to go into the new building. Because some people might be a little bit anxious about going to a new place. Some people want to be assured that, you know, they can't be seen and that they're, you know, nobody can guess that they're living with HIV when they arrive at the clinic.
I think it's a big thing, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
If you've gone to a clinic first. For a long
30 years I've been going to that building. Yeah,
and it changes and you can't use the separate entrance, which is always a good thing.
Yeah,
it will make people feel a bit uneasy.
But they've put a lot of thought into it. I mean, they designed this space over a decade ago. So it will be on the sixth floor of the new building. But obviously it has to be accessed by a lift or stairs. But if people can't do stairs and are sort of a bit phobic about going into lifts, then they can arrange for you to be seen at the old building where the Claude Nicole is going to stay. You know, they've tried to think of every patient's needs.
Yeah. And I think they'll be contacting you anyway, and the people who may need it. And also you can always contact them on their website, it's 01273664722, isn't it?
That's right, yes.
Oh, I'm good at these numbers.
Yeah.
It's off the hook.
Just search the internet for Lawson Unit and you'll find
them.
Yeah,
you can contact them if you've got
any
issues or problems, and they'll get in contact with you.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's it, David, actually. I think we've come to the end of our
that's quite a lot.
Show.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, Graham? Graham's still here. Graham Monday.
I wish you had bought a white fluffy towel for me so I could fully appreciate this sweatbox of studio.
It's a hot, sultry evening here in Brighton, isn't it?
I don't need to go to the sauna now.
No, need to sauna. No.
I should get people to blow on you or just have
that'd
like
be perfect.
That's another event for the Brighton Bear Weekend. Yeah, blow on the chair bear.
Blow on the chair bear. There'll be a lot of people.
That'd be Sunday night then.
that's another night. Thank you for listening. And we'll be back with the rest of the gang, I'm sure, next time.
HIVR is the UK's only show for people living with HIV, sharing stories, news and views on living positively with the virus.